And now, here on BBC Radio 3, here's Claire Martin with Jazz Lineup.
Hello, that's the sound of the Swiss trio Vane, recorded at the 2015 Glasgow Jazz Festival. And they'll be our featured artists as part of tonight's concert set coming up later on the programme. But let's get things started with something from London-based pianist and composer Tim Richards and play a tune from his latest album called Telegraph Hill. Best known for his group's Spirit Level and the nine-piece Great Spirit, on this current album Tim focuses on working with his hextet. Let's hear a composition by his bassist Dominic Howes, and it's called Ease Up. Tim Richards' Hextet playing Ease Up from the album Telegraph Hill, and that track featured Dick Pierce on trumpet, Ed Jones on tenor saxophone, Ralph Wild on vibes, Dominic Howells, who wrote that tune, on double bass, Peter Ibbotson on drums, and leading the band, Tim Richards at the piano. London-born, Hastings-raised and resident singer-pianist Leanne Carroll is one of the UK's greatest musical treasures. Her soulful, emotive singing has won her multiple jazz awards over the years, and her concerts are always full of not only brilliant song choices and world-class playing, but also a unique sense of fun and mischief. She has the remarkable ability to sing every song totally from the heart as if she's just written it herself. Well, her new release, entitled Seaside, draws inspiration from living in Hastings and her lifelong love of the sea. This is the title track, written especially for her by Lynn Records label mate, the uber-talented Joe Stilgo. Let's hear Leanne Carroll singing Seaside.
It come and watch it go. The wind may whine and the snow may snow. I'll be there, the usual place. Look out for me, look out for me. Battered fish, battered hands, weathered by this wonderland. Just throw a stone and say your prayer. The skies will fade to take the air. Come kiss me quickly. We might not have long before all this is washed away. Come kiss me quickly. Return every year, same time, same place, same you, just see. Come kiss me quickly, we might not have long before all this is washed away. Come kiss me quickly and make it. Seaside.
Such a great song. That was Leanne Carroll singing the Joe Stilgo composition Seaside, which is the title of Leanne's current CD. Scotland's national poet Robert Burns is the inspiration behind a set of new compositions by Birmingham-based jazz composer Sean Gibbs. On the album, simply titled Burns, he directs the Birmingham Jazz Orchestra. And with his music, Gibbs aims to capture the warmth, drama and humanity present in Burns' work. Here's his musical tribute to Burns' epic poem, Tam O'Shanter. was the Birmingham Jazz Orchestra and the track Tam O'Shanter, which is a new composition by composer Sean Gibbs, taken from his current CD, Burns. Grammy-nominated American singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant has an incredible voice, and if you've not discovered her yet, you're in for a real treat. She first became known after she won the 2010 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition. Cecile can effortlessly produce a rich, husky tone amongst other vocal colours and performs unique interpretations of unknown and scarcely recorded jazz and blues compositions. She often focuses on a theatrical portrayal of the jazz standard and composes music and lyrics which she also sings in French as well as Spanish. This song is taken from the new release For One to Love, which is the follow-up album to the Grammy-nominated Woman Child. It's her own composition about an unwise romantic commitment, and it's called Fog.
Tears on my pillow, why would I be surprised? He tells me pretty lies. I tried to find a man who's just like you. Heartaches like these are trite and true. He's just like you.
subterfuge, what rules to hold him and keep him beseeching. But why try to catch a fog disappearing?
From the album For One to Love, that was the vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with her own composition, Fog. And that CD is out on the Mac Avenue label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. We're coming up next tonight, our performance from the highly acclaimed Swiss trio Vain, recorded at the 2015 Glasgow Jazz Festival. Recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage on Saturday, June the 27th, in a pop-up basement club in the heart of the city, the Basel-based trio are driving the piano tradition forward with their energetic, imaginative and magnificently attuned interplay. The Jazz Lineup recorded four other bands that afternoon, including great sets from the Shetland-born saxophonist Rachel Cohen and her quartet, the James Taylor Quartet. Pianist Zoe Rahman was there in collaboration with saxophonist Laura MacDonald and a really exciting BBC introducing band called Trio HSK. Before we hear tonight's concert, let's hear a short interview by Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre, who met up with the trio at the festival. The band features Michael Arbenz on piano, Florian Arbenz on drums and Thomas Lanz on bass. He started by asking the drummer Florian about the importance of interplay in the music, and about the role of the pianist not necessarily being the leader of the band.
The main concept of our group is that we all are connected very much to jazz, but also have some classical studies. So we are kind of used to the lines or the colors we are doing are also interacting with the other instruments. And I think it's just much more interesting for us, you know, for me and for Thomas, just to be part of the whole music and not only lay down a groove. So I think it's just, Michael just has to accept it somehow. What can we do? Yeah.
I think he's doing pretty well with it, so it's okay. Michael, tell me about the trio, the fact that you've got these three instruments, piano, bass and drums. It seems to give you an awful lot of flexibility and being able to do things in the moment. It seems to be a very cooperative band, as I say, without a leader as such.
Yeah, the band is structured as a collective, that's for sure. People say that the piano trio is like the smallest possible orchestra. So that's everything is here. It's like drums, the percussion. It's like the bass and the whole harmony and the whole melody. So in the traditional piano trio, every instrument has a strong role in the group, and we try to change these roles and to develop also the roles so that the flexibility is going bigger and bigger. And that's somehow the goal we have with the group.
So tell us a little bit about the Swiss jazz scene.
The Swiss scene is very integrated because distances are not too big. So we have a lot of exchange with Paris, Berlin, Vienna. So it's all one big scene, probably.
If I can turn to Thomas Lanz, the bass player, tell me how long Vain have been together.
We do now play since almost 10 years. We played a lot of concerts up to now, I think about 300 concerts in almost 27 or 28 countries.
You've recorded two albums with great American saxophonists, Greg Osby and Dave Liebman. Can you tell me about future plans?
We keep in touch with these two sax players, but I think the next thing we're going to do is a recording in trio, and then we don't tell already. Will be a surprise.
Okay. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Great to hear those thoughts from tonight's featured concert artist, Vain. Well, let's enjoy the performance now. It was recorded on Saturday, June the 27th, as part of the 2015 Glasgow Jazz Festival. The lineup features Michael Arbenz on piano, Florian Arbenz on drums, and Thomas Lanz on bass. They open their set with the Michael Arbenz composition, Under Construction.
Thank you. Thank you. Song for you already done. It's a song we recorded on our CD, which is called The Boat for Vane, and it's kind of the quintessence of the whole CD. It's called No We Can't, But Vote for Us Anyway.
Ending tonight's set from the trio Vein, that was No We Can't, Vote For Us Anyway, featuring Michael Arbenz on piano, Florian Arbenz on drums and Thomas Lahns on bass. That was recorded on Saturday, June the 27th on the Jazz Lineup stage at the 2015 Glasgow Jazz Festival. And for more details on all the tracks played on today's show, check out the playlist on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Something new now from Russian pianist and composer Yelena Ekhmov's quartet, taken from her recent album called Ever Blue. Born and raised in Moscow, her parents noticed that Yelena had great musical potential when she started to play the piano by ear at the age of 4. Her playing style seems to seamlessly incorporate classical, world and jazz elements, and for this quartet she's chosen a group of very sophisticated and sensitive musicians who are Tor Brunberg on tenor and soprano saxophones, Arild Andersen on double bass, and John Christensen on drums. Let's hear the very beautiful piece called Skyline. Thank you. Yelena Ekhmov at the piano with her composition Skyline, taken from her recent album called Everblue. Let's hear something now from an artist who's new to me, the bassist Misha Mulov-Albardo, who's the very talented son of the late great Italian conductor Claudio Albardo and Russian violinist Victoria Mulova. He's just released his debut album out on Edition Records and has surrounded himself with a wealth of young UK talent, including on the alto saxophone Matthew Hurd, Tom Green is playing the trombone, the much-celebrated pianist Jacob Collier is playing piano, and Scott Chapman is at the drums. The album was produced by Jazz Lineup's very own Julian Joseph, and it's an exceptional debut which showcases Misha as a composer as well as a player. In fact, 8 of the 9 pieces on the album are by him. So let's hear this gorgeous piece taken from the new album called New Ansonia, and this is Circle Song. lovely circle song written and performed by bassist Misha Mulov-Abado, and that's taken from his current release called New Ansonia. Just enough time for one final track, but before that, I'd like to tell you what's on next week's Jazz Lineup. There'll be performances from the BBC Introducing Stage at the 2015 Manchester Jazz Festival, featuring pianist Ashley Henry and jazz septet Narija. Plus, Phil Smith sends a report from Europe profiling the Slovenian musician Igor Bezget. Plus, on this week's Jazz on 3 on Monday night at 11 with Jez Nelson, he'll be playing highlights from the Jazz Ahead Festival in Bremen. So to close the show today, something from the much-celebrated big band Loose Tubes, recorded at Ronnie Scott's Club in London and taken from their release Arriving, which features three commissions by BBC Radio 3, recorded by our sister programme Jazz on 3 in 2014, as well as a vintage concert set from Ronnie Scott's back in September 1990. From that set is the title track composed by trumpeter Chris Batchelor, and it's called Arriving. Till next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
Was Arriving by Loose Tubes, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. Claire Martin was the presenter. It was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. There's lots of information about Jazz Lineup on the programme page of the Radio 3 website, and it has a new regular slot on Radio 3. When it comes back next week, it'll be starting an hour earlier, as it will every week after that, so don't miss it. Jazz Lineup, 5 o'clock next week and every Saturday here on BBC Radio 3. Well, as you're doubtless aware, we'll be spending the bulk of this evening down at the Royal Albert Hall for the last night of the proms. But there is life after that. There's another celebration later to mark the 80th birthday yesterday of the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Ivan Hewitt and Anthony Pitts will be reflecting on his music in Here and Now, beginning at 11 o'clock tonight.